several terrestrials sprang into view from beyond the radio telescope. They rushed forward, their red and white high-altitude suits looking like splashes of blood against the snow. They turned over the Huckners, took their weapons. One terrestrial looked over the edge where the fifth Huckner and the probe craft had fallen, but the only cushion down there was the tops of the clouds, far below. The Huckners were picked up and lugged off by the terrestrials. Using safety lines and slipping and sliding down the glacier, they loaded the Huckners into the marine attack plane, which was now more visible. One terrestrial came back and checked over the radio telescope, and then he went sliding down the glacier, grabbed the door of the plane, and swung aboard. The plane took off and went down through the clouds. The infrabeam shifted to penetrate the overcast and followed it back to the mine site.
"That proves it,"
said the Tolnep half-captain.
"It was just as I thought all along."
He ignored the comments to the effect that he had favored the probes.
"It was a lure,"
he continued.
"It is quite obvious that at the dam yesterday, they went down and made a harmless eruption of trees to intrigue us. Then they lay in wait and succeeded in capturing two Bolbod crewmen. The radio telescope,"
he went on,
"is just a dummy, as I suspected. They have not been used for centuries. Everyone uses infrabeams to pick up faint signals in broadcasts. So they put it there in an elaborate charade to attract down a probe. None of the Huckner crew, besides the one so clumsy as to fall off the cliff, were killed. The guns were all unstun. Thus, they succeeded in luring four Huckners."
"Should you be talking so plainly?"
said the Jambachow commander, stroking his polished scales.
"They may have us on monitor."
"Nonsense,"
said the Tolnep.
"Our detectors show no infrabeams and we're just on local. I tell you, no one has used radio telescopes since the Hanbon Sun War. They have far too much clutter. They're too bulky. That's just a dummy down there. And did you notice the cute way that officer came back and adjusted it? They're just hoping we'll try again."
"I shouldn't think they need to,"
said the Hovin.
"They now have two Bolbod crew and four Huckners to interrogate at leisure. Knowing Cyclo methods of interrogation, I shouldn't care to be those crewmen."
"They're not Cyclos,"
said the Huckner super lieutenant, covering up the fact that he was aghast at the fate of his crewmen.
"Yes, they are,"
said the Bolbod.
"You saw that Cyclo with the Terrestrials the other day down by the lake. The Cyclos are using aliens as a subject race. They've done it before. I vote we go down in an actual mass attack and pound out any installation they have now, before they are further prepared."
But at that moment, they were startled when a hazy image appeared on all their screens. It was a gray, black-haired, and bearded human visage. The eyes were blue. The being seemed to be wearing an old cloak.
"If you will turn up your transmission to planetary strength,"
this newcomer said in Cyclo,
"I would like to discuss returning your members to you. The two Bolbods are shaken up but not hurt. The four Hawkners are just stunned. The one has a broken arm."
They turned up to planetary strength, but their response was an emphatic, uniform no. The Tolnep half-captain managed to get his voice above the uproar.
"So you can capture the rescue party? Emphatically no!"
"We can put them all out on a slope, over by that black volcanic cone. All in the open, and no ships of ours in the air."
The terrestrial was persuasive.
"Call it a truce. Your pickup ship will not be fired upon or molested."
"You haven't interrogated them that fast,"
said the Jambachow.
"So they must be dead."
"They are quite all right,"
said the terrestrial.
"Are you sure you won't pick them up?"
Emphatically, no.
"Very well,"
said the terrestrial with a shrug of his shoulders.
"At least tell us what they eat."
The Tolnep gave a signal on his screen to the others. Let him speak.
"Why, of course.
he said smoothly, smiling.
We will make up a food package and send it down.